is playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know the opportunity for you to go down and enjoy Mayo Park is open 7 days a week. Now, if you want to take your RV down and camp, they stay pretty booked up like on, say, Friday through Sunday, but they do have camping opportunities there from, say, like Monday through Thursday. So 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. You can also log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxbury and Person County. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Yes. Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, no matter the time of the year, Mayo Park is a fun place. This time of the year, folks want to go down to the lake and do some swimming or fishing, maybe rent a canoe, a kayak, or a paddleboard. They are welcome to do all those things. They can play disc golf, use the horseshoe pits, and so much more. But one thing that they actually need to do, they need to RSVP ASAP if they want a paddleboard, a canoe, or kayak, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, you want to RSVP just about anything. I had actually turned some people away this past weekend. They wanted some paddle boards, and, you know, it was already out, you know. So just, you know, if anything you're interested in doing, renting from us, please always do it. As Rob stated, yes, the campground is pretty tight this time of year on the weekends. But however, during the week, it's just about always open. I know for a fact I had three pop up yesterday, Rob. They just randomly called and said, hey, you know, you got anything open between now and Thursday? And, you know, we did. So if you're thinking about camping or just want to get away, please go ahead and, you know, make some reservations for Mayo. Likewise with iCavs, we do have disc golf and horseshoe pits out there. So give us a call at 597-7806 to get an RV spot, get a camping spot, you know, to rent the environmental building. Our environmental educational buildings use multi-purposes. It stays rented out a lot, just about every weekend. Like this past weekend, Rob, we had some going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a great place to have a baby shower, or a wedding reception, a family reunion, or a graduate, anything you want to have. Come out to Mayo, I guarantee you won't be disappointed in what we have to offer. As far as the lake go, the lake is the lake, Rob. You know, I was out there this weekend. It was a lot of fish, a lot of boaters out there. The fish are biting very well. I talked to a couple guys just yesterday, Sunday. The guy was telling me, I think he said he caught 22 out there between two people in a short amount of time. So the fish have been biting very good. But, you know, Rob, you know, as well as I know, you can go fishing today and catch a lot, and then go tomorrow like your first day fishing. So,
yeah, that's right.
As of Sunday, we're biting very good. So just come on out. Enjoy yourself at 597-7806.
Something else about Mayo Park, they have cabins available for rent, modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't been down to Mayo Park, just sometimes when you have the opportunity, ride down there, ride through the park, look around, stop at the Education and Environment Building if you want to ask a few questions about Mayo Park. If we feel like you will be pleasantly surprised as well as pleased with Mayo Park and everything it has to offer. As mentioned, it has horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, something else there at Mayo Park, a friendly staff. 336-597-7806 is the phone number. The address, 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the address for the Education and Environment Building. Also, the Nature Trail. With it being hot, if you want to get up early and go walking and kind of stay in the shade as much as possible, you can do that on the Nature Trail at Mayo Park. Also, if you want to go walking late in the evening, you don't have to ask permission. Just enjoy yourself. We'll be back with more Playing in Person in LeBron Street. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. We'll have our local news coming up in just a little bit. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, Kay Rudd is organizing and planning some trips One is to Charleston, South Carolina. And where's the other trip to?
Yes, Rob. So we're going to Charleston in December, and in October we're going to go to New York to the Big Apple. So if that's something you're interested in, just give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for it, to get more information. You know, the cost of the trip is not a bad price at all, but we need as many people to sign up as possible so we can continue to get that rate and so we can also can fund it. Again, in October, we're going to go to the Big Apple in New York City, and in December, we're going to go to Charleston, South Carolina. You know, I've never really been to Charleston, Rob, but I know in Charleston, South Carolina, do know it's a they do something where it's Christmas themed. The Christmas theme they have on there is very nice.
Yeah, Charleston's yes. A really nice place.
Yeah, so if that's something you're interested in, you're in a family or just want to get away, a quick getaway trip, consider going with the Parks and Rec Department to New York. And to Charleston, South Carolina, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. We had to put the trips on hold for a year or two due to COVID. COVID is still out there, still is real, but we're still going to be precautious as possible. So just give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up or to get more information about this upcoming trip in New York, for New York in October and for Charleston in December.
336-597-1755. We'll put you in touch with the main office at Huck Sansbury, and they can email you information, or you can stop in person to pick up the information about the trip to Charleston and New York. Sounds like a lot of fun. And the prices of these trips, if you were to book the trip yourself, you couldn't get it nearly as cheap. And they offer, you know, the choices of double occupancy or single occupancy. So just talk with Kay Rudd at 336-597-1755 for more information. Something else, if you are a tennis player, two opportunities for you to play tennis here in Roxborough. One is at the Huck Sansbury Complex. The other is at Person High School. And from anywhere in the county within a 10-minute drive or less, you can be at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. You will find a walking track, and some of them have playground equipment. So if you want to get out and about and just enjoy Person County, if you have family and friends come visit, why not take them out to some of the nice places around the county? And show them off. And if they like disc golf, a disc golf course is at Mayo, Piedmont Community College, and Hyco Lake. So it's a lot to do in Roxborough and Person County. So just get out and enjoy. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
Yes, that is correct, Rob. You know, we're a central location. You know, so if you're in Adamsville, something to do with that park. If you're in, you know, Bushy Ford, you can go to the park out there. Any part of the county, is always something to do, Rob. And I always tell, talking to my buddies the other day, you know, he's been walking the track a lot and doing the treadmill. I always tell people, if you're exercising, you know, walking the track and treadmill, that's fine. That's very good. Exercising is good, period. But come walk a nature trail. It's a little bit different. I guarantee you, you will like it. It's uphill, downhill. It's not, you know, me personally, Rob, you know, when I walk a track or trail, I just feel like a hamster because I'm going in circles. But come walk a trail, and I guarantee you, it's a little bit different. You will like that a lot better.
LeBron Street is our guest. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. Now, LeBron, you mentioned something about group fitness.
Yes, Rob. We still have group fitness classes that's going on. There's people that you still can sign up for that. We still have time to sign up for that. So, you know, if you're into exercising or something you're interested in doing, go ahead and get signed up for the group fitness classes that the Parks and Rec offers. Just simply give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for it. I've seen those classes in action, Rob. It's a very good class to go to. You know, it's don't feel embarrassed or don't feel like, you know, I can't do it, because everything is customized to your needs. But again, just give us a call at 597-1755. Rob, we also do have the Adult Soccer League registration that's going on right now. Registration ends next Wednesday, the 27th of July. Rob, can you believe it's July 27th?
Wow.
Already, you know, man. The 22nd, this month has flew by, man. So, well, needless to say, July, the registration for the Adult Soccer League will end July the 27th. The season doesn't start until September, but we need as many teams to sign up as possible. For the event, for the league, so we can be able to fund it and have enough teams. But just give us a call also with that. And last but not least, Rob, the tennis tournament. We do have a tennis tournament coming up, so please, please, please be sure to sign up for that. Any questions about any of these, Rob, just give us a call at 597-1755.
Now, LeBron, before I let you go, again, Mayo Park, 1013 Neil Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building. If people are wanting to come down and do some camping during the week, you have openings. You stay pretty booked up on the weekends, but it never hurts to call and check.
That's correct.
336-597-7806. Also, if you're wanting to rent a canoe, a kayak, or paddleboard, you need to RSVP ASAP to ensure that they will have one available when you are ready for it. Now, LeBron, as far as the cabins go, the cabins will sleep up to, what, 9 people?
That's correct, Rob. We have 5 cabins. We have 3 cabins that will sleep 6. You know, with the 6-person cabin, Rob, it has 1 full-size bed in there and then 2 sets of bunk beds in the other room. So and we have 3 of those, and we also have 2 large cabins, we call our larger cabins. It has 4 sets of bunk beds and 1 little single bed. So, yes, we can come on out. It's only a $10 difference in between. I had somebody yesterday to come in. They actually came in Sunday. A lady and her family, they came in Sunday to cabinet, and they're just leaving today, actually. So during the week, man, it's always open. You just about got the lake to yourself. You got the campground to yourself. But during the weekends right now, we still are tight, Rob. But just still, it never hurts to give us a call. We even have the opportunity, the option now, Rob, in our computer system to put you on the waiting list. So, and that's something you're interested in, and you want to come camping, we do look at a waiting list in case someone cancels. But just give us a call. We would love to have you out there. And then if you've never been to Mayo, just come on out and just get – I tell people all the time, just get lost. And I guarantee you won't be disappointed. I was talking to a camper yesterday. He stays on Fontaine Road, which is literally right, within 10 miles of the park. So he's here camping with us now. And I think he made a reservation to come back in September. So he comes out there just to get away from the house, and he's literally – less than 10 miles down the road. So we got a lot of locals out there. So you can do the same thing 10 miles from the house as you can 100 miles from your house. But just give us a call and come on out and have a good time.
Also there at Mayo, they have a dock to where you can go in there and fish, or if you want to fish from the shore, you can. Now, as far as fishing licensing goes like that, they are patrolled by the North Carolina Wildlife Commission. Correct. So just bear that in mind. So if you go in there and you're fishing without license, please don't say, well, they said on the radio you can come down here and fish without license.
Yeah,
you're on your own with that deal.
But
anyway, just head on down to Mayo Park, 1013 Neil Store Road. And LeBron was just telling me a little while ago that something that will make a lot of the attendees there happy, they are widening the driveway that goes into the campground. So the way it has been going in and out, if you were to meet a vehicle, you'd have to pull over on the side of the road, or if you was coming in and out with a camper, you would have to wait for, the camper to get through before you could go in. But they are in the process of widening that, so they are always working hard to make things better at Mayo Park. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov or call 336-597-7806. That's the number to Mayo Park, 336-597-1755. That's the number to the main office at Huck's Hansberry at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, the Kirby Gallery, 336-597-1709. LeBron, have a wonderful day and appreciate you coming out.
Rob, make sure you do the same.